Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I think you're going to be happy. Let me put it that way, okay? I think you're going to be very happy when I see what's going on. We had the greatest economy in the world. We did things that nobody thought even possible.
Former President Trump implied he would run for president again when asked by a New York City police officer. Trump made surprise visits to police and fire stations on Saturday, the 20th anniversary of the September 11th terror attacks. At a 9/11 memorial near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, former President George W. Bush called on Americans to reject politics of fear and resentment. He compared the violence of domestic extremists to that of foreign terrorists. Flight 93 crashed into an empty field there after passengers and crew members took it back from hijackers planning to attack the U.S. Capitol. A first batch of newly declassified materials related to the 9/11 attacks should be released in the next few days. President Biden signed an executive order directing the Justice Department and other agencies to declassify some related to the FBI's investigation. The U.S. Senate is back from recess today and faces deadlines over infrastructure, as well as the debt ceiling and a possible government shutdown. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin said over the weekend he can't support Biden's $3.5 trillion spending plan as written. Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner also warned he could vote against the package without more money for housing assistance. Meanwhile, the federal government is expected to run out of funds in October. Congress is debating when and by how much to increase the debt ceiling. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.
We cannot continue to be good stewards of this recovery and tackle the new bodies of work that Congress assigns to us in the years ahead with a budget that was designed for 2010.
A growing number of healthcare providers are requiring COVID-19 vaccines as a condition of employment. One hospital in upstate New York will stop delivering babies later this month after 30 staffers quit in protest over a vaccine mandate that allowed no religious exemptions. Lewis County Health System CEO Gerald Kayer said they will be unable to safely staff their maternity department after the 25th.
The mandate ensures we will have a healthy workforce and that we are not responsible for transmission in or out of our facilities.
Finally, the Biden administration has extended through the end of 2022 temporary protected status for 400,000 migrants from Haiti, Honduras, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Sudan, and Nepal. Immigrant justice advocates praise the move, and they continue to push for a path to citizenship for TPS holders and millions of other undocumented people in the U.S. I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at Public News Service.